So if before we start today, if I could request two sforim, Rambam Mada, first chelik in Rambam, and either Sefer HaChinuch or first value Minchas Chinuch. What I actually need is Sefer HaChinuch. So before we start learning tonight, the shir is dedicated L'Refuah Shleima, L'Rav Ephraim ben Rabbi Yehuda, and L'Refuah Shleima to his wife, Mura Sora Bas Bela, father and mother of one of the very special participants in our shir. They should have L'Refuah Shleima, L'Ramachi V'Reim V'Shasog G'deyim, Avarichas Yomem V'Shonim with their family. So this week, at the beginning of the parasha, we learn about the struggle between Yaakov Avinu and the angel. Vayokum balaylo. Vayavose Yaakov levadoi. Vayavik yishimoi ada lois and shochar. Vayakil yochaloi. Vayiga vakaf yerechoi. Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov beyovke yimoi. And then the malach and Chazal teach us that was Sori Shal Esav. Shalcheni, Kiolo Shacha, I gotta go. I need to go. Let me go. And Yaakov says, no, you're not going anywhere. Kiim Berechtoni. And then the Malach asks Yaakov, what is your name? Mashimecho. Lo Yaakov, Yomeroi Shimcho, Kiim Yisrael, Kisoriso, Malachim, Vemanoshim, Betuchal. And then the Pasuk says, Al kain lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael es gid hanosha ad hayoyim hazeh. So the first of the Mecholos HaSuros, and actually the first Lotas HaShabbatoyres in this week's Parsha, the Lav of Gid HaNosha. And we will use the opportunity to discuss the essence of Yisurei Achila and Yisurei HaNoah. Because in Psochim Chofalov we find a Machloikis in the Gemurah, Machloikis Tanua, whether Gid HaNosha is also Ba'achila or also Ba'anoa. And that is a Machloikis. And the Rambam, Perek Chesaloch Yudalad of Macholos HaSuros Paskins, that Gid HaNosha is also Ba'achila, and it is Mutar Ba'anoa. So today we will discuss the essentials, the essence of Gidorim of Isurei Achila and Isurei HaNoa. So it is very well known that there is no Isar Achila Shabbatoyra only if a person eats Kedarach Achila. And if a person eats Shalok Kedarach Achila, there is no prohibition, at least not Menatoyra. There's an Isar Darabona. How do we define Shalok Kedarach Achila? Anyway, a person eats food without deriving pleasure. Hanoah. The Rambam, Perek Yudalad Macholos HaSuros, gives three different examples. If you insert anything that is bitter and the taste of the food is an unpleasant taste, a bitter taste, that is defined as Shalok Kedarach Achila. There would be no Isadiurais. If it's boiling hot and it burns your throat or your tongue or your palate, your mouth. That is another example of Shalok Kedarach Achila. Ochel Chelev Chai, raw meat, which is not appealing to people. So if you eat without deriving any pleasure, any hanoa out of the process, then that is defined as Shalok Kedarach Achila. There is no isor. So one could say this proves that the Isser is all about Hanoah, and that actually the Maisa Achila. One could still wonder, so when a person eats without deriving any pleasure, obviously there is no Sedir Aisa. But we still could ask, what is the essence, the basic definition of Macholos HaSuros? Achila Sanoah or Hanoas Achila. And it's not just playing with words, two different concepts. It's the Isser Achila. But Achila She'em Bainoa is not defined as Achila. And therefore, the Torah asks Achila She'yesh Bo Hanoa. Or maybe it's the other way around. Torah doesn't ask a Maisa Achila at all. Hanoas Achila is the Isser. However, there are some Isurim in which even Shaloka Derech Achila is prohibited. And a person is over, even though he derived no pleasure. And I think Gidanush is the most obvious example. Because in various different sources in Shas, whether it's Psochim Chof Aleph or Chulin Tzadik Aleph, and Begidin Benois and Tam. So the Gidanush is not tasty. It's a tendon. It's like bones or cartilage. It doesn't really have a taste. And the Gemara goes to the extent of describing Gidanosha in Masechet Chulin, Eitzu, Elu Shatayra Osles. It's like wood. It's like a twig. Doesn't really have any taste. Elu Shatayra Osles. So there are at least some Macholas Asuris, Sa'oyor, Pesach, which is like Chometz, Chometz Noiksha. So at least in some cases we do find there is an issa, even though the food that we consume, the prohibited food, is really not tasty at all. And Gidanosha is the most striking example. However, the Rambam, Lo Ta'ase Kuf Pei Zayin, in Sefer HaMitzvos, and I think this is an amazing Rambam. The Rambam addresses our Hakira, our question, directly, explicitly. And the Rambam explains. Three times do we find in Torah, Lo Yisavasu Gedi B'chalei V'Emoi. And from the three different sources, Chazal learn, Echod is Arachil, Echod is Anoab, Echod is Abishul. Because we do not find anywhere in the Torah that there is an Issa Achila in Bosa V'cholof. Nowhere in the Torah is it stated, Al Toichlu, Loi Toichlu, Bosa V'cholof. It is only three times that we find in Chumash, in Torah's Moshe, Loisav Asol Gidi B'chalei V'moi, and the Gemara Darshans. Why three times? Echad is Achila, Echad is Nov, Echad is Abishul. Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam explains, even though Loisav Asol Gidi B'chalei V'moi, we find three times in the Torah. And Chazal explained what we learn from these three different sources. Number one is Achila, Sanov, is Abishul. But the Rambam says, in my minyan amitzvahs, I dedicate only two slots to Bosa V'cholof. It's Rechila and it's a Bishul. Why not three? It's Rechila, it's a Novi, it's a Bishul. The Rambam says, it's Rechila and it's a Noa are essentially one. They're the same. And the Rambam explains. Sama cholos asuris, the Torah answered only the most basic, fundamental, and significant Hanoa, and that is Hanoa Sachila Velvad. Sama Choros Asuris, the Torah prohibited not only Hanoa Sachila, but all forms of Hanoa, whether it's Hanoa Achila, Sicha, business, selling, giving as a gift. But when the Torah answered Hanoa, it is not and we count them as two Isurim, two Lavin. No, they're essentially the same. If the Torah would only give us twice Lo Savasha Gedi V'Chalei V'Moi, we would say Echod is a Bishul. Because after all, that is what the Torah says, Lo Savasha Gedi V'Chalei V'Moi. And the other one is Achila. And then we would assume the Torah answered only one form of Anua. Anua is Achila, not the others. So the Torah gives us another Lo Savasha Gedi V'Chalei V'Moi to teach us that it is not only Hanoas Achila, but all the other Hanoas are prohibited as well. But at the end of the day, Issa Achila and Issa Hanoa are two sides of the same coin, and there are only one Lav B'Minyan HaTaryag. So in this Rambam, it is quite obvious that when the Torah asks us achile, it is not the maisa achile that is prohibited, but hanoes achile. Because if a sure achile would be, in essence, essentially different than Isur Hanoah, the Torah asks us the Hanoah, and by Isur Achila, the Torah asks us the Maisa Achila, then of course they would be two lavin. They're not the same. In by their very nature, the two different types of lavin, Torah asks us Achila and the Torah asks us Hanoah. So this Rambam makes it very clear. When the Torah asks us Hanoah, it is just broadening the realm and the scope of the Issa, not only Hanoas Achila, but other Hanoas as well. So, when the Torah asks us Nevela and Treifa, Vesa Gomor, Vesa Chazi, Vesa Nefes, and all the Dogam Tameim and Oifis Tameim, all these Asurim, the Torah asks us only one form of Hanoah, Hanoas Achila Belvad, when it comes to Orla, Kilea Kerem, Bosa Bacholov, Gidanosha, according to Reb Shimon, the Torah says not only one form of Anoah, Hanoah Sechila, but all the other possibilities of Anoah as well. But they're essentially the same nature, the same Issa. So the Rambam makes it very clear. When the Torah asks Achila, it asks Hanoah Sechila. But how could we say by Bosa Bacholov, the Torah asks Hanoah Sechila, when the Gemara says, Eitzu, Elo Shatoira Asasoi, the Ain Begidin Benoisin Tam. The gid really does, is not tasty, it's not appealing, and people derive no pleasure out of eating the gid. So one could argue that's a very good question. And maybe the Torah answers Achilles a gid only if you turn it into something which is tasty. That means maybe putting some of the gid into a machal that has a very distinct and powerful taste. And, or, you know, in the modern food industry, you could turn junk into food that is appealing. It not necessarily is very healthy or very beneficial to your health, but you could, with artificial ingredients, you could give taste to things. But that would be far-fetched to say that the Torah asks Ginanosha only what it is produced and processed in a way in which it is appealing. So I think the more reasonable explanation would be, and this is a fundamental svara that I wrote a few times in my svarim, and I think most of the achrayim didn't get it and weren't aware of this yisoid. When the Rambam speaks of hanoas achila, he does not mean the pleasure one derives in his palate by enjoying the taste of food. No. It is hargoshes asviya, being satisfied, satisfying your hunger, because essentially that is the reason people eat. So especially in the modern world, yes, people like the gastronomical experience, or whatever it would be defined or called. But the pasuk says, tzadik oichal l'soy v'nafshoy. And the basic reason people eat is because they're hungry. And Yoitzer Odom, Yoitzer Bereishis, that is one of the fundamental miracles of biology. To keep us going, we need nutrition. If we wouldn't feel hunger, we wouldn't get any nutrition, and we would wither away and die, whether it's human beings or any other living creature. So we eat because we're hungry, essentially. And Hanoas Achila is not the pleasure you derive from the taste of food. Hanoas Achila is satisfying your hunger and satisfying your thirst. And that is what Hanoas Achila is all about. So when the Rambam writes, the Torah asked Hanoas Achila, and by some Acholos Asuras, the Torah asked other forms of Hanoah, it is not the taste. And therefore, even Gid Hanosha, it's not tasty. And therefore, there would be a chiv even shelo kederach achila. But there still is a noas achila. And that is the satisfaction. You satisfy your hunger when you eat. You satisfy your thirst when you drink. And that is essentially hanoas achila that the Rambam is talking about. Because there are more than one or two macholas asuras in which there is an eser even shelo kederach achila. And that includes vasu b'cholov. Because the Gemara says, in Pesachim, Daf Chav Dalet, that all the Macholos Asuris that the Torah doesn't use a Loshon Achila, like Bosu B'Cholov, the Torah doesn't say Lo Yoichol, Lo Yisoichlo, there's an Isser even Shalok Adeach Achila. Another example is Kilei HaKerem. Orla, by Kilei HaKerem, the Torah says, Tegdash, and Chazal Dash, and Tukad Eish. And that is the source that they're also Vahanoah, and also Vahachila. And wherever the Torah doesn't use the expression Lo Yitoicha, Lo Yisoichlo, there's an Isser even Shalok Adeach Achila. Shalok Adeach Achila means I derive no pleasure out of the taste of food. It was boiling hot, it was awful, it was bitter, I didn't enjoy it. So how could the Rambam say the Torah asks by Bosa B'cholav Anoas Achila when Bosa B'cholav is also L'filo Shalok Adeach Achila? This proves my point. Anoas Achila is not the taste. That is Derech Achila. Derech Achila and Anoas Achila are not one and the same. They're two different concepts. Derech Achila is, yes, the pleasure of tasting and enjoying food. Hanoas Achila is satisfying your hunger or your thirst. And therefore, even by Gida Nosha, yes, there is Hanoas Achila. After all, it's meat. Tasteless, but it's meat. And when you eat the Gida Nosha, you're satisfying your hunger, and that is Hanoas Achila. So coming back to the Rambam explains, Yisurei Achila are essentially Yisurei Hanoah. But regarding some of them, some of the Macholos Asuris, the Torah asks us only one form of Hanoah, and that is Hanoah Sachila. Others, the Torah asks us all the distinct and different forms of Hanoah. And therefore, never will I count as two Lavim, two Yisurim, Yisurei Achila and Yisurei Hanoah. Yisurei Achila and Yisurei Hanoah. In those Macholos Asuris in which both were prohibited are essentially one lav. They will never be counted as two lavim. And there is for, whether it's Bosa B'cholov or Orla or Kilei HaKerem, in Minyan HaMitzvos, it is only one lav. That lav includes Achila and Hanoah. How would one lav include two different things? They're not two different things. Terasad Hanoas Achila and other Hanoas as well. Regarding Nevela and Treifa and Minim Tumeim, the Torah asked only one form of Hanoah, but it is Hanoah. And the Torah asked Hanoah Sachila. And Hanoah Sachila does not mean the pleasure of enjoying food. It is satisfying your hunger. And that is essentially the basic reason why people eat and why animals eat. Tzadik Oichel L'Soiva Nashrei. We eat because it's on our system. We're hungry, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us to feel hunger. We should be able to sustain our lives and get the basic nutrition that we need. And that is defined as Hanoah Achila. So I quoted the Rambam explaining, Yisurei Achila and Yisurei Hanoah are not two different concepts fundamentally. They're the same. Hanoah Achila or all other forms of Hanoah as well. How does this fit in with the Nekuda Nefloa Rambam Perasha Mishnah Masechet Krisis Mishnah Dalet Peri Gimel? And I do not recall anywhere else in which the Rambam is so nispoil from himself. And it's interesting. So the Rambam writes a svara in Perasha Mishnah Krisis Peri Gimel Mishnah Dalet. I don't recall the Loshon of the Rambam, but it's an amazing Loshon. And the Rambam writes, you need to appreciate this profound svara, because it's a great svara, and it's an akud and a flua, and I want you to understand the depth of this svara, and from this, to learn in similar sugyas, in other sources. What is the akud and a flua? So the Rambam asks a very basic question. Issa Bosa B'cholav is not chal on Yisro Chaylev because ain Yisro chal on Yisro. So when you take Chaylev and you cook it with milk, there is no Issa Bosa B'cholav. Ain Yisro chal on Yisro. And the Rambam asks, why wouldn't it be an Issa Moisef? Chaylev is only Yisro B'achila and Bosa B'cholav is Yisro B'achila v'Ba'anoah. So if it's an Issa Anoah, that should be an Issa Moisef. Just like Hegedish is chal on Chaylev. If you're makdish a korban, and then you eat the chelev of that korban, you're over on two different asurim, an isa achilas chelev, and an me'ile v'hegdish. Why? Because hegdish is also b'hanoah, and it's an isa moisef. Chelev is only also b'achilah. Hegdish is also b'hanoah, and that is an isa moisef. So why wouldn't bosa b'cholav be an isa moisef? So the Rambam explains. Bosa b'cholav is usa b'achilah, and it's also usa b'hanoah. The basic is that it's achilah. Yisra Noah is on top of it. Yisra Noah is the addition. So Yisra Noah can never be chal before Yisra Achil. And therefore it cannot be defined as an Yisra Moisef. What is the concept of an Yisra Moisef? Ein Yisra chal al Yisra. But if Yisra number two is bigger than Yisra number one, and it's more inclusive than Yisra number one, then that addition brings about that Issa Charal Issa. So when both are Isurei Achila, and both are essentially of the same nature, Issa Beis cannot be Charal Issa because it's already taken. There's no room for Issa Beis. But when Issa Beis is more inclusive, and it adds on new prohibition, then Issa Beis is Chal on Issa Aleph. It's just bigger. It engulfs Issa Aleph. And that is why Hegdish is Chal on Chalev. Because in Hegdish there's an Issa Me'ile. And the Issa Me'ile is greater, it's bigger, it's more inclusive than the Issa of Achilas Chalev. A Chalev is only an Issa Achila. And Hegdish includes far more than Issa Achila. So the Rambam asks, why would we say the same that Bosa B'cholav should be Chal on Chalev? So the Rambam says, no. First, Yisra Achila has to be Chal. And Yisra Anua tops Yisra Achila. And it adds on to Yisra Achila. But if the Yisra Achila Bosa B'cholav has no room to be Chal because Chalev is already also, then Yisra Anua is not relevant. So first, Yisra Achila has to be Chal. And only then, Issa Hanua. So Issa Hanua cannot be the reason to the chalois of Issa Achila. It needs to go the other way around. First, there needs to be an Issa Achila Bosa B'cholav, and only then an Issa Hanua. And that is something that Rambam is so inspired by and so moved by. What's the big deal? Well, what is it all about? And why? And why? And how do we understand the svara? So first, let's try to understand the svara of the Rambam, and then we'll try to understand what is so unique and special about this svara. So there is a basic difference between Me'ila and Issa Achila V'Anoa Bosa B'cholav and other Macholos Asuris. Me'ila is of a totally different nature, and that is why it's called Moyel B'Hegdish. It is different than Macholos Asuris that are also B'Achila and B'Hanoa. Achila and Noah, after all, are two different concepts. And the fact is that some Acholos Asuros are only also Bachila. Others are also Bachila u'Behanoah. So they are two distinct concepts. Issa Achila and Issa Noah. Me'ila is a totally different idea and different concept. Minchas Oshem Psuchim, and once again in Chumash Vayikra, I wrote a very, very important siman discussion about the essence of Issa Me'ila. And I brought two different approaches from the great Achrayim. Some explain Issa Me'ila as a form of gzeila, somewhat similar to monetary yisurim. Yesh gzeilas hedyet, v'yesh me'ein gzeilas hegish. Others explain Issa Me'ila as being more similar to a Surah Hanoah. And I said, not this and not that. Issa Me'ila is a totally new concept. And I based my interpretation on a sugya Masechet Me'ila Daf Chof Alef. Ein Me'ila Eile Shinui. So, Hegdish is designated Megevoya. And altering the designation of Hegdish and using it for Hedyot, that is the Issa of Me'ila. So Isur Me'ile is not similar either to Isur Echul, Achila, or to Isur Enua. And regarding Me'ile, there is no difference what the form of Me'ile is. It could be Ali Dei Achila, it could be Ali Dei Enua, it could be Ali Dei Kinyan. So Isur Me'ile is an Isur Moisef Lagab Echelev, because it's a totally different concept, and it is far more all-encompassing and inclusive than Isur Achilas Chelev, and that is why it is an Isur Moisef. Lo chein, basa b'cholav. Basa b'cholav is two stages, number one and number two. First story is Isur Achila. On top of that, Isur Hanua. And if Isur Achila can't be chal, Isur Hanua can't be chal. Isur Hanua is the top floor, second floor. You can't have the second floor if you don't have the first floor. So it is inconceivable that there should be an Isur Hanua basa b'cholav without the Isur Achila. And therefore, if the Isur Achila Basa B'cholav can't be Chal on Chelev because Ein Isur Chal on Isur, then Isur Hanua is not relevant. So the Isur Hanua cannot be the Sibba that Isur Achila should be Chal. First, Isur Achila has to be Chal, and on top of that, Isur Hanua. What is amazing about this Sfarah? Many sources in Shas we find that Hasiba Tzicha Lagdim Et HaMisuva Bal Yado. And the cause always comes before the effect. And it is not only a law in physics and in nature, in Lamdas and in Aloha as well. But Toitzoa has to come after the Sibba. And it cannot be Chal on the Sibba. And there are many sources to this basic axiom and this basic idea. Maybe I'll just give one or two. Ashoichet b'Shabbes shchitoso ikshero, and that is a Mishnah in Chulin Daf Yudalet. Ashoichet b'Shabbes shchitoso ikshero, and Tosfos twice in Shas in Chulin on the spot and in Sanhedrin Samach Beis ask, "Aval mechal Shabbos is a mumar and shchitas mumar psula, so how could shoichet b'Shabbes be shchitoso ikshero? Shoichet b'Shabbes a mechal Shabbos, so it becomes a mumar shchitas mumar psul. So how could shoichet b'Shabbes be shchitoso?" The Ran answers in Chulin Daf Yudalet, yes, a shoichet b'Shabbes becomes a mumar, but he only becomes a mumar mekanu lahabo. After one is machal Shabbos, he becomes a mumar. So the next time he will do shoichet, that will be shchita psila. But this very shchita that renders him a mumar, that is not shchita's mumar, because he became a mumar only after this shchita. So that is the svar of the Ran. And the basic idea is, this shchita made him a mumar. So the din of mumar can be chal on this shchita. The teitzoa comes after the goyrim. Hatotzah lo yichula lachul ala goyrim. Hamesuvav ba beikvot asiba. And that is the rules of cause and effect. It's in nature, it's in halacha as well. And the Rambam in the Nekud in the floor says that this basic idea of cause and effect, of Sibbe v'Mesuvav, is not only in Maisen, it is also in ideas and in Esurim. So if Isur Achila is the Sibbe for Isur Hanua cannot come before Isur Achila. Isur Achila has to come before Isur Hanua. And as if it is only of the Isur Achila of Bosa B'Cholav Ischal, then we could add on for number two on top of number one and add on Isur Hanua. But if Isur Achila cannot be Chal on Chelev because Ein Isur Chal on Isur, then Isur Hanua just evaporates. It's not relevant. It has no room. And that is why it's different than Hegdash. That is the way I understand the Nekud in the flow of the Rambam, which the Rambam is so proud of. How does Rambam number two, the Nekidim floor, fit in with Rambam number one, explaining the essence of Isur Achila and Isur Hanua and why he counts them only for one laven, not two laven? So Rambam number one, explaining why Isur Achila and Isur Hanua basa b'cholav are not two laven, they're only one lav. The Rambam seems to say that Isur Hanua and Isur Achila are basically the same. Not only one Hanua, but all the Hanuas. So why is it stage one and stage two? And why ain't they both the same idea? And then it would be more encompassing and more inclusive, and why wouldn't we say Yisachar al Issa? So I think there would be three different ways to interpret and explain the combination and the relationship between Yisrachil and Yisachar Noah. By Bosa Bacholov, by Gid Enosh, or by any other Issa which is also Gam Bachila and Gam Bali. One would be what the Rambam is Shoilele. One would be Yisra Achila is Maisa Achila, Yisra Hanoa is Hanoa, and the totally different concepts. Different ideas, different concepts. That is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva again, Chidushim and Psochem Chof Aleph. But that is not the shit of the Rambam. If that would be true, then Bosa Bacholov should be three Laban. One for Achila, one for Hanoa, one for Bishul. And that is what the Rambam tries to reject. Number two, to the other extreme, would be similar to Me'ila. Isura Hanoah. And everything is Bechal Isura Hanoah. Hanoah Sachila, Hanoah Bishal, Hanoah Sicha, Hanoah Ma'or, Hanoah Machira. They're all the same. The Rambam's opinion is in the middle. Hanoah Sachila is always the most significant and central and important Hanoah. And that is why many Makolas Asuras are not also Elo, Banoas Achila Bilvad. This proves that Anoas Achila is not one of the many forms of Anoah. It is the basic, because we're dealing with foodstuffs. We're dealing with Makolas Asuras. We're dealing with substances that are made for consumption and are fitting for consumption. And we're dealing with food. And therefore, Hanoas Achila is the central, most substantial, most significant Issa. And that is why most of the Macholas Asuris are also Bachila Belvad. So even those Macholas Asuris, like Bosa Bacholov, like Gid Enosh according to Reb Shimon, like Orla and Kilei HaKerem, they're not many. There are a minority of Macholas Asuris. But even in those, the Torah answers Anoas Achila and also other forms of Anoah, but that is also. And that is why the Rambam maintains, even when there is an Issa Hanoah, but Issa Hanoah is on top of Issa Achila. The Torah answered not only Issa Hanoah Sahila Belvad, as in Avedis Atreifis and Minim Temeim and many other Macholas Asurais, the Torah adds on Shar Hanoahs on top of Anoah Sachil. But Anoah Sachil would always be considered the basic. And that is why Kol Mokam Shiyasat Shiyamra Tore Loi Soichu Loi Soichlu Al Lo Yoichlu Echad Esa Anchil Echad Esa Anoah. Most of the Macholas Asuras that are also by Anoah, Issa Anoah is derived and learned from Lo Yoichlu Loi Soichlu, because the basic and most important form of Anoah will always be Hanoah Sachila. And that is why Shar Anoahs would always be considered an addition. And if Issa Achila cannot be Chal, Issa Hanoah cannot be Chal. So the two Rambams not only don't contradict each other, they actually supplement each other. And they're both based on the same basic understanding of the nature of Issa Achila and Issa Hanoah. And according to my understanding and interpretation, we have an amazing pshat in the Rambam that many Achroinim have great difficulty understanding. So the Rambam writes, Perik Ches, Halochetes Zayin, Macholas Asuris, Ein Loiken Al Hanois. There never is malchus by Macholas Asuris, only when one eats Macholas Asuris. Even those Macholas Asuris that are also Bahanoah, it's an Issa D'Uraisa, but there is no malchus. Why not? It's a law. It's an Issa D'Uraisa. Why would there be no malchus? The Magid Mishnah, Sefer Achinuch, many Achroinim and even Rishoinim offer different explanations which are very difficult to accept. Could I have a Rambam Kiddusha? I asked for two Rambams at the beginning of the Shia, but I just wasn't aware that I need number three as well. So Rambam Kedusha is actually three different halachas. Isur Avir, Macholos Asuris, and Shechita. So to the best of my memory, Kol machel shu osa bahanoa, imnane veloyochal, kedan shamocha, ainosan lagoi, ola cloven, he fed to his animals, ain I like it. The makanois and makas mardis. So, the Magad Mishnah has a strange explanation. Macholas asuris, when you sell, or give, or feed your animals, is shaloka derech hanoah. Shaloka derech echonon, there is no malchus. Why would that be shaloka derech hanoah? Anything people eat, people sell. Would selling foodstuff be define the shaloka derech hanoah? After all, whatever we eat, we sell. Otherwise, how would we get that? And when one sells and makes money, and makes a profit, obviously that is a hanoah. So selling, would you define the shaloka derech hanoah? Strange. If it's shaloka derech hanoah, it's not even in Issa D'Oraisa. And it is clearer than when the Torah asks hanoah, it's in Issa D'Oraisa. So, the Achronim have great difficulty. And they try to explain the Magad Mishnah, there are two different, shnei dinim shaloka derech hanoah. It is, it's not shaloka derech hanoah to be an Issa D'Rabbanan Balvad, but it is. So, I actually want to be magala something in Torah Sarambam, and to the best of my knowledge, I don't think the Achrayim were aware of this Ora Gadol and Gevaldik Yechidish that we find in the Rambam in many different sources. La'ahav asakitzur, I will only bring four sources, and I think four sources are quite enough. So we learn a yesoid v'divrei Rambam that in mitzvah satoira we will give two examples of mitzvah saseh and two examples of lo ta'aseh. But a general yesoid in mitzvah satoira, in many mitzvahs there is ikara mitzvah and dvorim shenechlolim boi, which are also min ha'toira, but they are somewhat as a tofel and not ikar. Two examples in mitzvah sasei, two in laven. But bearing in mind that we're dealing with a lav, ein loiken al hanoas, number three and four will be more important to our shia than number one and two. But just for the shlemis, and everybody should have a clear understanding of this profound chiddush of the Rambam, I want to touch both parts of mitzvah satayra, mitzvah say, and mitzvah lotas. Chilas kodshim, mitzvah say, peites. And I happen to have in sefer mitzvahs right here. Mitzvah say, peites is the mitzvah of achilas kodshim. And in this mitzvah we have the gevaldik chiddush in the Rambam. Hu shetzivu hakoyanim lechel bosar hakodeshim. And that is a Gemara in Pesachim Nun Tes. So the Rambam makes it very clear. The mitzvah saseh of achilas kodeshim refers to kodesh kodeshim belvad, and that is the source. V'ochel moisa shekupa b'hem. Chazal say Pesachim Nun Tes. Malamed shekoyanim moichlim ubalim miskaprim. How about kudushim kalim? Deronech ala balim. So the Rambam goes on and he says, Omnam shara kudushim kolomar kudushim kalim gam elu achilosom nigreres אחר המצווה. וכן גם תרומו אכילוסו נגררס אחר המצווה. אבל אין אכילס קודשם קלה ותרומם כמו אכילס בשר החטוס והאושם. שאכילס הבוסר הזה מן החטוס והאושם תשלום כפורס המחפר. And that is the עיקר מצווה. A new concept. נגררס אחר המצווה. How do you say that in English? I have no idea. You know? What is it?
Dragged
after the mitzvah. Schlepping after the mitzvah.
Attracted.
But the Rambam says, the Iker mitzvah is called Shekodesh. That Kohenim eat. And that is what Chazal say. Malamed, Kohenim Oichem Valam Skaprim. Because the Pesuk says, V'yochlo Nisah Shekupa Behem. And Kaporis Abalim is dependent only on Achilles HaKoyanim. However, it is clear that there is a mitzvah in Achilles Kodshin Kalim. After all, the Torah says that the Balam eat it. And there's a mitzvah in Achilles Truma. The Rambam, the very last halacha in Hilchos Trumas, Sof Perek Tes Vov, the Rambam writes, Koyenu Oichel Truma Mavorach Hashik Nishonu Begishosu Shalam Vitzivonu Lechel Truma. So if there's Berchus a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Negror en Achar HaMitzvah. Source number two. Perek Vav of Hilchos Yom Tov. Simchas HaRegel, Simchas Yom Tov. The Rambam writes, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is Achilles Besar HaShlomim. However, it is not only Besar HaShlomim. That is Ikar HaMitzvah. But the mitzvah also includes Sheyehayo Odom Sameach V'Toiv Leiv and to be Misameach his family. Noshim Bebigdei Tzevoinim. Today we don't have a korban shlomim, so we need basar v'yayin. But the Rambam makes it very clear. The ikar mitzvah is shalmei simcha, bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim. However, the mitzvah also includes general simcha and anything that makes a family happy. But the Rambam clearly divides the mitzvah into ikar mitzvah and various different things that are included in the mitzvah. So we have two interesting sources that our mitzvahs say, in which we see the Ikar HaMitzvah, Kodesh Kodeshim Kalem, Truma, Nigrorim Achrei HaMitzvah, and in a similar way regarding Simchas Yom Tov. What is more important is the Lavim. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim Perek Vav Halacha Ches, and once again in Lo Ta'aseh Lamed Zayin regarding the lav of Bal Tashchis. The Torah says, Lo Tashchis es Eitzo, and the Pasuk refers to an Eitz Pri. In times of war and battle, when you lay siege to a city and you need trees to build the ramps, when you lay siege to a city, don't destroy atzei pri. Don't destroy the fruit trees. Ki odam eitz asoda. So the Rambam writes, anybody that destroys the eitz pri is chayav malchus. However, the lav includes shviras kelim, ibud oichlim, anything that people could derive benefit from and you destroy is an iser. Aval einoy loike. And the achroinim have great difficulty. Is it an iser d'urais or is it not an iser d'urais? If it's an iser d'urais, lamo eino loike. It's not an iser d'urais, but the Rambam's loshon seems clearly to indicate in Perek Vav Hilchos Melachim that it is an iser d'urais. But the Rambam says einoy loike. Why not? Mitzvahs lo ta'as en nun zayin. Shezironi mahashchis veilones kishu. Notzer al ir kedei lahotzer. לאנשיה ולהכיב לבבם. לא תשס אסייצו כי ממנו תויכל ואויסו לא תכרויס. וכן כל הפסד נכנס תחס לב זה. כל הפסד נכנס תחס לב זה. כגון מי שיסלב בגד לריק או ישב הכלי לריק, גם הוא אויבר משום לא תשס. But he's not like him in a Torah. And that is what the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim. He's loike makas mardis, but not malchus avohim, only when you destroy atzei pri. So what we learn here, the Torah clearly refers to Atzei Pri. Lo tashchis eitz asod, ki mimeno noichal. But the Rambam clearly says, nichlal balav ze, and he has it, but not Malkus. So Malkus is only on the Ikar lav, and not on additional things which are included, even though they are mina Torah as well. One more source, and that is in Perek Gimel Mehilchas Avodas Kochavim in Sefer Hamado. So in Hilchas Avodas Kochavim Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, the Rambam deals with the Issur of Avodas Zorah. So let us see what the Rambam says here. Hamegafef Avodas Zorah v'hamenashe iklo. One hugs Avodah Zorah, kisses Avodah Zorah, v'hamachamed v'hamarabitz lefoneo, v'hamarachetz lo. He cleans it, v'asoch, v'hamalbish, v'hamanil. V'chol ki yoitza v'divrei kovid u'elo, oiver v'lo ta'ase. Shenemar v'lo ta'ovdeim. V'dvorim elo, v'chlal avoydeheim. Clearly says it's a lo ta'ase. V'yafr piken einoi loike. Al achas mehen, l'fisha einon beferush. והם הויסו דרך אבידוסה באחד מכל הדבורם האלה ועשו אליו דחייב. The Iker Lav is worship. Avoida. However, the Lav of Loisa Avdeim includes any expression of Kavoid, of love, of Chibuk. So Chibuk ונישוק ורחיצה ושיחה are osam and atoida. They are bachlal, losa of them. They are also defined as avoida. Avalena like. And Malkus is only an ishtach avoya or derech avidosa. So I brought two mitzvahs to say and two lotasa. What is more important than the lotasa? Why? Because in both sources the Rambam says Malkus is only on the ikolav. What is not the ikolav, even though it's menatoida, no Malkus. That is my interpretation. Ein loiken al anoas b'isurei anoa, because the ikar is always anoas achila, and other anoas are always a tofel. They're men atoira, and they're definitely derech anoa. So not like the Magad Mishnah says it's shaloka derech anoa. But after all, is anoa is derived from loyochlu, from loyochlu, from loysaychlu. And even those Yisurah know they're not based on Lashon Achila. The Iker is always Hanoas Achila, because that is the most essential, most important, most basic Hanoa that one can derive from foodstuffs, from food that people consume. All the others are a tuffle. They might be Menatoira, but there is no Malchus. So in my vision and my understanding, these three Rambams go together. Lotasa Kuf Pezayin defining the relationship between Isra Achila and Isra Hanoah, the Nekudim Vloflo and Peregimel and Krisis, and the Rambam's Psak that Ein Loiken Al Hanoas. And all the Rishonim and Achonim wonder why, and this is a Yesoid which I did not see any of the Achonim to bring together these various Psukim in Rambam, and I have about 10 of them. I just mentioned 4 because I think that is enough to just substantiate the Yisoid Godel that we see by Divrei Rambam. And that is the Shittas Rambam. Ein loiken ala hanoas. There is only Malkus and Hanoas Achila, and not in any other form of Hanoah from Acholos Yisroel. So just coming back to what we started off, the Yisrael of Gidanoshe. Gidanoshe is unique. It is one of the Acholos Yisroel. But Chazal say, when you eat the gid, you don't really derive pleasure. So how could the Rambam say that the essence of Macholos Asuros is Hanoas Achila, as I explained at the beginning of this year? The Rambam, when he speaks about Hanoas Achila, doesn't mean enjoying your food. He does not mean the taste of food. He means satisfying your hunger. That is basically what the Rambam defines as Hanoas Achila. And just like Mechira is deriving benefit, the basic reason people need to eat, and they eat, is L'soy V'Nafshoy, and that is what the Rambam defines as Hanoas Achila. And therefore I wrote in various different tshuvas. A person is never chayav malchus, and he's never over an issa d'oraisa, only if three basic definitions are intact. Maisa achila, hanoas achila, derech achila. Maisa achila means there is no issa d'oraisa, only if you put food in your mouth and you swallow that food from your mouth till your stomach. So, when you are nourished by IV, by a peg, delivering food directly to your stomach, that would be no isor menatoira macholas asuris. So you need a ma'is achila, hanoas achila, and by most macholas asuris, derech achila. Most of them, but not all of them. Basa machola, there's an isari mishaloka derech achila, because asa acholov, we do not find loshon achila shebetoira, only loisavash l'gidi b'chalei v'imoy. So these are some of the basics and fundamental yesoides of macholas asuris. So today she was dedicated to Gida Nosha. Al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael as Gida Nosha. I think in the Rishonim we find three different interpretations. Why did the Torah ask her Gida Nosha? And what does it have to do with the story? And the Torah seems to explain and give the reasoning. Al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael as Gida Nosha. Nowhere by other macholas asuris do we find an explanation why. Macholas asuris are basically chukim. Chukim chukakti. The Torah doesn't explain why there's an isser in treifa, in avela, in eating camel or elephant or tiger or eel meat. And macholas asuris are chukim, not mishpotim. The only one of macholas asuris in which the Torah gives some reasoning, and that is the lesson of the posek. Al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael es Gida Nosha. What is that al kein? What does that mean? The Rishbam, Perish Rishbam on the Torah says, Zecher l'neis, Zecher l'neis. That is a Zecher for the neis, which is interesting because in all other sources, the Zecher l'neis is always something positive, not something negative. To remember a neis, you got to do something. We sit in the sukkah to remember the neis. We eat matzah and murah to remember the neis. We put on chanukalech to remember the neis. And chayvinish levesuma to remember the neis. A prohibition nowhere is found to be a zeichel an ace. Usually to remember an ace, we do something. We engage in an activity that brings to mind, you know, a part of the ace. How would we remember the ace of Yaakov Avinu's salvation? Maybe we should make a wrestling match. I don't know. But we got to have some malachim to volunteer. And that might be a hazardous activity. I don't know. But nowhere do we find an iser, a prohibition, which is a zeich al haneis. But that is the Rashbam's interpretation in Al Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael Es Gida Nosha. Cheskuni has an amazing pshat. And he says it's a knas. The Torah consent B'nei Yankov L'doyre Soilam. Why did they let the old man have to go back alone to fetch those kelim? Where were his kids? Where was his children? How did they let the old man go back on his own to the other side of the river to bring pachim ktanim? So it's a knas, which is also an amazing interpretation. So it's a knas for all generations to be. But that is the interpretation of the Cheskuni. Obviously, they were troubled by the lotion of the Pasuk. Al-Kain. What is Al-Kain? What is the explanation? What does that have to do with the story of Yaakov Avinu? But I think the most appealing is the Sefer Achinuch. And Sefer Achinuch is so beautiful and so eloquent. And it is the only place in the entire Sefer Achinuch. You all are familiar with the style of Sefer Achinuch. And in each of your mitzvah, he gives the definition of the mitzvah, some of the halachas of the mitzvah, but also shorish ha-mitzvah, which is tamei ha-mitzvahs. And the Sefer HaChinuch, when he comes to explain shorish ha-mitzvah zu, kedei she-tiyeh remez li-yesol shi'ad fi shi'iz v'ru tzoros rabiz v'goli yoyis miyad u'amim u'miyad b'nei yesol, שיהיו בטוחים שלא יאויבדו, אלא לעולם יעמד זרם ושמם, ויובל הם גויל, ויגעולה מיד צער. Sefer Chinuch says that this mitzvah is so important because times will come in our tumultuous and tortuous golos in which we will be so desperate and we will almost lose hope and things will look so bad and so hopeless. And that is why it is so important to remember this struggle. This way of a kishemoi. Because Yaakov's struggle was hopeless, senseless. How could a mortal fight an angel? How could a mortal, a human being, fight an angel? It was a hopeless struggle. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu was with Yaakov, and if a Kodesh Baruch Hu was on your side, nothing is ever hopeless. So the Sefer Chinuch writes, Al kein lo yoichlo. כדי שהוא בטוחים שלא יאבדו אלא לעולם יעמד זלם ושמום ויורד להם גויל ויגול להם יצור. ובזוכרם תובד עניין זה על ידי המצווה שתהיה לזכורן יעמדו באמונוסם ובצדקוסם לעולם. ורמז זהו לפי שאויסוי מלך שנלחם עם ינקב אבינו הוא יסורי של איסוף ורוצה לאקרוי לינקב מן הוולום ולא יוכלוי וציירוי בנגיע סיירך וכן. Zera Esav Mitzaya Lezera Yankov. In every generation, we will be pained, we will suffer, we will be hurt and tormented. But Abesav Tielem Yeshua, Kemoshe Metzino Ba'av, Shazor Cholay Hashemesh Lerafuosoi, Venoishem Anatzav, Kein Yizrach Lanu Hashemesh. So many times, I quoted the Zohar and Parshas Vayishlach. We know that Shin Samachay Lavin are connected Shin Samachay and Moisa Shana. So Yemoisa Chama has 365 days. And they are connected to 365 Lavin, Shasol Lavin. But the Zohar teaches us, and we find the same in Kisvei Ha'ari, it is not only a number for a number, 365 connected 365. Each and every day of the year is associated in a way with one of the Lavin. But the Zohar doesn't give us a catalog which Lav is associated with which day. But the Ari and the Zohar relate to one day and one Lav. What is the connection between the two? And the Zohar and Parshas V'Yishlach, and this week's Parsha writes that Gida Nosha is associated with Tisha B'Av. Sosam Beloy Pirish. What is it about? What does Gidon Osher have to do with Tisha B'Av? According to the Sefer HaChinuch, it is so obvious and so evident and so appealing and so wonderful. Because B'Yom Amar V'Hanimar, on this awful day in which rivers of blood, of Jewish blood were shed, we lost the first Beis HaMikdash, we lost the second Beis HaMikdash, and so many tzoras throughout the ages. It is in this day more than any other day that we need to remember the story of Yaakov and the Malach. Because in those terrible camps that were worse than the Gehenna, in Auschwitz and in Dachau and in Majdanek, when they were there, our forefathers and our parents and my father and mother, they really felt lost and hopeless. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing is ever hopeless. Yankov's struggle was hopeless. He didn't stand a chance. But at the end of the day, lo yochaloi, v'yiga bekaf kerech Yankov. And then the Malach pleads with Yankov, please let me go. And Yankov says, no, I won't let you go, ki im berechtoni. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Al kein lo yoichlo. We need to remember this struggle. And therefore the Torah asks us Gidon Osher. And why is it so important that we remember this struggle? Because many times throughout the Golos, things will be seem so desperate and so hopeless and so... And we will seem to be totally lost and vanquished. And then we should remember Yaakov Avinu and Sorei Shel Esav and his struggle. So yes, we will be pained, and we will be hurt, and we will suffer. So did Yaakov suffer. But he prevailed, and we will prevail. V'yamdu be'emunosam v'mitzitkosam. So there's only one tefillah in the Sefer HaChinuch. Only one tefillah. And that is here, in Gidon Moshe. And the Sefer HaChinuch is Messiah. U'kemo she'metzinu ba'av she'zorcha lo yashemesh lirefoisoi v'noishe menatzad. Kein yizrach lanu ha'shemesh ol Moshiach tzedkenu v'yirpo'enu mitzoreinu v'yigoleinu. Amen b'meheru v'yameinu. That's the lotion of the Sefer HaChinuch. So let us finish today's year with this wonderful tefillah. K'shem she'zorcha ha'shemesh la'av lirefoisoi v'lo yishoi menatzad. Kein yizrach lanu ha'shemesh ol Moshiach tzedkenu. Lohoshiyenu, v'rapenu, mitzarenu, v'yegolenu, amen, b'meheru, v'yumenu.